Now, the name of this Bible study is going to be, It Doesn't Matter What You Think. All right? It doesn't matter what you think. And you know what? It doesn't matter what I think either. I'm not picking on you. I'm trying to get this point across to you. Father God, help me this morning. Holy Spirit, you are welcome, God. Let it be this morning that I am a vessel that you pour yourself through, and that the people here are receiving empty vessels so that they might gather in your word and just go on and make it part of their lives so that they might have that life of victory. In Jesus' name I pray. And everyone said,
Amen.
Now, I'm going to tell you that it doesn't matter what you think. If what you think does not line up with the Word of God, you're going to be in failure. If you don't learn to practice what the Word of God teaches, you are not going to have that victorious life that you are looking for. I am here telling you today that this is the path that God ordained for you. And if you don't practice this in your life, you're not going to make it. You're not going to make it in any way that's going to resemble the victorious life that God already has ordained for you to have. Now, why would God set in paper, in writing, His Word that is 3,000-4,000 years old and preserve it for you? In order that you might have access to His wisdom so that you might lead a wise life. So that you might have wisdom in your life. So that you don't have to rebuild the wheel, but you can take the wheel that He has already shown you and put it on you and roll through life in a way that you will have a good time in your life. You know, the Christians that believe that they've got to wait until they go to heaven to see glory are very much so out of line. I see glory in my life today because I've taken this word and put it into my heart and practiced it in my life. And if you will do the same thing, then you will have a great life. But it is up to you to practice it. And that's why the name of this Bible study is, It Doesn't Matter What You Think. Because unless you think like the Bible tells you to think, you're screwed up. And it doesn't matter where you were raised. It doesn't matter how you were raised. It doesn't matter what culture you came from. It doesn't matter what color you are. What matters is, do you think and practice what the Word of God says? Because if you don't, your best intentions will leave you short. There are many people that think they hear from God, that believe they heard from God, but they do not practice what the Word says, so they never have their destiny in God. Amen? I'm going to go to 1 John 4 first, just to make a point. It's in the Bible. You guys should all know where it's at. If not, come see me later and I'll explain to you. I'm going to start right here because you got to get this. I am sick of people thinking they're spiritual and they don't know the first things about the truth of the Bible. Come up telling me stuff. I believe. No, you know when God speaks to you if you do the things that God tells you to do in His Word. If you don't do those things, you don't know nothing. 1 John 4, verse 1 says, Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. What am I telling you? You may think you're supposed to do something. You may think you're supposed to be somewhere. You may think this. You may think that. You may even hear a voice. Right? You may appear to be led in a certain direction. But I'm telling you that the devil imitates an angel of the light, and he's good at it, and he has misled many Christians to go off course because they will not practice what is written in the Word, either because they don't want to, or worse, they're ignorant. Because if you don't want to, hey, that's on you and you know you're screwing up. But being ignorant is another story. You need to learn the truth so you can practice it. Amen?
Amen.
So I want you to I want to start in the Word of God. Everything I speak in this room, everything I teach in this room, everything I do in this room is solid Word-based. And what I mean is that it is not my opinion. It is not my thoughts. It is the Word of God. Amen? So do you see what it's saying here? Beloved, do not believe every spirit. Every time you think something, you don't know if that thought has not been planted by something without of you, outside of you. How many people have been just walking down the road and they're doing okay and all of a sudden some real vile thought just seems to appear? Well, what do you think happened? Some stinking demon latched onto your head and poured into you and you heard it. But it was so rude that you happened to recognize at that time as a demon. But demons are not always rude. Sometimes they imitate an angel of the light. Remember the devil in the garden with Adam and Eve. And how the God that we serve told Adam that you will not eat of these two trees ever or you shall die. And then the devil, the serpent, went up to the woman and said, surely God did not say you would die. And see, he took the word and just twisted it just enough that that person sucked for it. And as a consequence, we've got to make a living by the sweat of our brow ever since. And God spoke directly to these people. He had communion with these people. They knew God directly and they misinterpreted what was said. So what makes you think that you are able to just off the top of your get interpret what God has to say to you? I believe that some of us are self-righteous and pompous. Amen? And if we do not practice the Word of God, then we are also foolish. Right? Why is there a checks and balances in the Word of God? To avoid you making mistakes. Amen? That's why you have got to learn these things in your life. So the Bible says in 1 John 4, it says very simply, beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. Did you get that? I've made big mistakes myself, thinking I knew what God said to me. And then I started to practice the Word of God, and my mistakes have become fewer. I didn't say non-existent. Amen? Because we're all people still. But I practice these things. I don't do anything unless I practice what the Word of God says. Number one, if I think I'm supposed to do something, if I'm pressed on it, if I think the Lord has spoken to me, I go through a few things. And I'm going to explain what that is. So 1 John 4 says what? Test the spirits. Now, in the rest of that, you'll find one way to test the spirits. Okay? But I'm going to give you a more rock-solid path. All right? I'm going to give you more rock-solid path. So number one, if you think you know what you're supposed to do, remember what I said here? It doesn't matter what you think. Hello? Wake up, get out of your seat of lethargy. Shake that brain of yours and let it soak in. I'm tired of people doing wrong things. When they don't do the right thing, it's because they don't know or they don't want to. Why don't you want to just do the right thing? Is it because you don't know or because you are stuck on yourself and think you know the truth? I'm not assaulting anybody, but I want to make an impression today because there are too many people that are not doing what they're supposed to do because they want to do what they want to do or else they believe they know more than the Bible. What am I saying? There's a lot of self-righteous people in the church today that think they alone know the voice of the Lord, and because of it, they will not do the things God would have them to do to make sure they know the truth. Amen? Okay. So, if you think you know what God wants you to do, first thing you need to do is test the spirits. And 1 John 4 will tell you how to do that, and I use this continuously. I'm not giving you anything that I do not practice myself in my life. Now I'm going to go back to 11:14 of Proverbs. All right? This is not a New Testament thing. This is not an Old Testament thing. It is a Word of God thing. Amen? It's always been this way. Proverbs. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that my dad loves me so much he gave me a resource that I can go to at any time and find out the truth. Amen? I am so glad that my God knows how inadequate we really are, that He gave us a library, an owner's manual for people trying to walk the path so that we might indeed be on it. Amen? I am so glad that these things are in my life. Because I don't want to fail, I want to succeed. And I know that I really try hard, but as long as I operate within God's checks and balance system, I will indeed do okay. Amen? Proverbs 11:14 says, where there is no counsel, the people, what? Fall. Right? But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. What does that mean? That means that if you think you're supposed to do something after you've done your own spirit check, then you need to seek counsel. And when I say seek counsel, I ain't talking about your bunkie. I ain't talking about your roommate. I ain't talking about somebody that's only known to your Lord for a year or two or just goes to church but does not live for God. I am not talking about your girlfriend or your boyfriend. I'm talking about somebody that operates in the gift. I'm talking about somebody that walks in the Spirit. I'm talking about somebody that serves God with their life daily. That is the person that you are to seek wise counsel from and nobody else. Why? I have my counselor, of course, Pastor Tommy Barnett and Pastor Matthew. And there have been times when I've gone up to them and I have this brilliant idea, and I know it's brilliant, and I know it is. And Pastor Tommy will sit there and he'll go, well, you know, says, I believe you're on track. I think this is the right direction, but I think you need to look at this a little more, and I think you need to look at this a little more. And what he's doing is he's showing me not the error of my heart, but that I need to think through a few more things, and he will sit there and bring wisdom into my life. And how many believe that he might be a wise counselor? Amen? Because I am over people, and I cannot afford to make any mistakes, because if I make mistakes as a leader, I hurt other people. Amen? So I gotta be conscious of the fact that it's not about me and it's not about you. It's about people who are watching you and it's about God's path for you. Amen. But in order to be a leader, you must be very conscious to seek the path that God has for you. So you don't what? Fall. Amen. You've gotta listen to me today. I'm telling you, you need to seek counsel. What does that mean? If you think, let me just put this in red for you. Alright? That is one of our biggest problems, is we think we know what we're supposed to do. But you aren't supposed to think, you are supposed to know. And you have no excuse for not knowing. Amen? Because the Bible shows you how to go about securing that thought in your life. How to go about grasping what it is He wants you to do. He says, number one, test all the spirits and make sure they are of God. Right? Number two, what does it say? Seek counsel. Wise counsel. You know, I'm going to tell you what, not many people come up and talk to me. Especially when they know what I'm going to say. You know why? Because they know I'm going to tell them the truth and they don't want to hear it. Why don't you seek the truth instead of your own ways? Why do you want somebody to be a liar equal to you? You're going to go find somebody that's going to tell you what you want to hear that is not seeking wise counsel. How many people are hearing me here this morning? See, what I'm trying to do here is I'm not trying to pick on anybody. I'm just trying to tell you it doesn't matter what you think. It matters what you know. You don't operate on your own personal thoughts. You don't do what you want to do. You do what God wants you to do. And you can know what that is if you listen to the Word of God. If you will practice what it shows you. I'm going to tell you the enemy of best is good and okay. And you can listen to other carnal counsel like yourself and do okay. But if you want God's best in your life, you better know the truth and operate in the truth. You know, let me just tell you one thing here, and I want to just say this right here, right now. I do not want what's okay in my life. I want what is best in my life. I want God's total will in my life. I want the glory of the gifts in my life. I want to see thousands and tens of thousands saved and changed and delivered because of what God allows me to do in my life. And I can't do that on my best thoughts. My most awesome thoughts in the world do not compare with God's minimal thoughts for me in my life. I have no concept of what He has prepared for me to do. I don't even have a glimmer to this day the great plans that He has for me. Are you hearing me? So if I can't even imagine what He has for me to do, how could I think I know what I'm supposed to do? You better get this. I'm trying to get through to you this morning. I'm tired of people coming up to me telling me what they're going to do. What am I? A bump on the log? Somebody that don't know nothing? Why do you treat me like an idiot? Why don't you go stare in your mirror for a while and see where the idiot is? I did not get to where I am today on account of I use my thoughts. I don't give you my counsel or tell you what I tell you because I want to be somebody. I do it so you can be somebody. Why is it people won't let others help them that can help? Amen? Silly people. I am operating in the authority God gave me to help you to be all you can be. But if you're a babe and you still don't know how to do your yays and amens and make your word and stuff true, if you can't complete your task that you've been assigned and stuff, what are you going to do? Do you really think God's going to trust you? Of course not. Let's go to Proverbs 16:25. I'm going to relate something very personal to you here in a minute. Okay? And it's very personal. And you know what? I don't go around giving my testimony on tape. If you ever see my testimony in any way, it's just that once I was lost, now I'm found. I'm not going to give that stinking, slew-footed, pig-headed devil nothing. I hate his guts. I don't care. I'm always going to hate his guts. He is a liar. He is a deceiver. And He is the one that will keep you away from the truth at every opportunity. That's why God wrote His Word, so that even when you think you're spiritual, the Word will put you in check if you will obey what it has to say. And God never conflicts His Word. What does 16:25 say? what you think is right, is usually wrong. Hello! Why am I telling you that? Because it's the truth, because it's the Word of God. Amen? You see, you think this is okay. You think that is okay. You think this will do. You think that will do. You think this, you think that. You don't even know how to think. You get it? You see, you come from this side where you're taught in the world, you're taught in the educational system of the world. You're around people, most people. Let's just be honest. How many people do you know that really serve God? I mean, let's talk about the church, okay? How many people do you know in church that really serve God with their whole life? 5%? And most all the counsel comes from the other 95%. Did you get that? You go talk to people that are halfway serving God like yourself to make you feel better. You don't seek counsel from people that serve God with 100%. You seek counsel from people that serve God with 50%, 60%, or whatever to make you feel good about what you know is already wrong. Hey, everybody else in this world can lie to the church, but somebody got to tell them the truth. Somebody got to tell them the truth. I am a truth speaker. I'm not here to pet nobody. I'm not getting no awards for it. I ain't getting no big fat paycheck. I ain't got to wear no suit, no tie. I ain't got to do none of that crap. God sent me to tell the truth to the church and the people in it and the people that will come and not to compromise His Word in any way. I am not going to pet nobody. I am going to tell you the truth. Amen? And 95% of the church serves themselves most of the time and puts God's twist on it to make themselves think they're spiritual. Oh, I know. I am not hard on anybody, but I want to be a true speaker. I don't believe in evangelistic numbers either. I'm going to just tell the truth. 100 is 100, and 100 doesn't turn into 1,000 because of a TV camera. I've been having experiences with TV cameras, and I'm telling you, 100 can look at 1,000. It'll look like 1,000, but it's still just 100. Amen? You can make our little church look huge on TV. It's still a little church. Amen? It just is. I don't care what you think. We're a big facility, but we're a little church. Amen? Little to me is less than a couple thousand. All right? We're less than a couple thousand. Amen? What it says here in 16:25, there is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. What is it telling you? The same thing I started telling you. It doesn't matter what you think. You think you're okay. You think you're doing good. You think you're doing the right thing. But you got to quit thinking. And you got to start knowing. You understand? You got to quit thinking that you know what God's path for you is. If somebody would have told me when I got saved, I'd be sitting in a house like this full of people going through immense problems, giving up my money, my job, my life for a bunch of people that don't even appreciate it half the time, I'd have told them they were out of their stinking minds. Are you hearing me? But what happened is, I believe in the Word of God. Right? I believe everything it says from Genesis to Revelation, and there are no mistakes. And when God told me things, I tested Him in accordance with 1 John 4. Right? And then the next thing I did was I sought counsel of those that I knew served God. And I thought to myself, God, surely, I remember I told God I was in construction all my life. You know what I mean? Whenever I wasn't locked up, I was in construction. I was locked up too, but I was in construction there too. Anyway, I sat there, I went up to God, and I said, God, you surely got to be kidding me. I said, I'll build cathedrals for you. I will work for free the rest of my life. I will help you build any structure you want to build, but don't make me work with people. Why? Because that is the hardest thing in the world to do. People are fickle. They'll stab you in the back. They're deceitful. They'll lie to your face. And if you try to help them a lot, they'll be the ones that run fastest. Why would I want a life like that? And the answer is, I didn't, but I do now. Because I didn't understand then, but I do understand now. Amen? Because God's church is not about buildings. Although I can build anything. And people in this place know that I can. I can build anything. But what God's church is built out of is people. Amen. And people are fickle. And they are backstabbing. And they are this. And they are that. And all the time I walk around amazed that God gets anything done using us. Everybody say, amen. We do good, and then we don't do good. We start to think right, and then we choose not to do right. Amen. It's just the way we are. I wouldn't want to be God for no amount of love nor money. I sit there and I think about it, and I go, we must break His heart 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Amen. Sometimes I've been underneath the power of the Holy Spirit, and all I can do is cry. Why do you think that is? Because we grieve His Spirit so badly sometimes by the way we live our lives. He loves us so much, and we screw up so bad that it just tears Him up. How many people know what I'm talking about here today? But you see, somebody has got to teach and preach the truth. Somebody has got to take people and walk up to them. And sometimes I really feel like I should be carnal again, which means worldly. And I need to just go up to people and just grab my shoulders. Hey, wake up! You know what I mean? Because I sit there and I watch them walk right towards the pit, dig the hole with their own shovel, picking everything, and the whole time I'm sitting there, no, 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 that ain't God. And then they turn around and they smile at me and they jump in. And I'm like this. I really feel like that, you see. Because it is the truth. Because you've got to have the Word of God in your heart. Amen? You've got to learn to practice these things I am teaching you today. That it doesn't matter what you think. It matters what you know. Amen? And it tells you in the Bible how to go through the steps to learn how to know things. Amen? You've got to start to operate your life in what you know, not what you think. Hello in here. Am I the only one here today? You see, I pour my heart out because in truth, I've been all these different things and I've done all these different things wrong. A smart man learns from his mistakes. A smarter man learns from others' mistakes. And I'm trying to help you to get this in your life. Now let me tell you something that's personal. And I knew it was true. Okay? And when I was, less than a year old in the Lord, whatever. I was going through something very painful in my life. I had been married B.C., you know, before Christ, before I met the Lord. I'd run away. I was out of there. I abandoned her 3 years before I met the Lord. Amen? And so when I got saved, you know, I decided that the right thing to do was go back and try to patch everything up. Of course, it was too late. Amen? But I knew that the right thing the Lord would have me to do, because I wanted to now do the right thing. How many people want to do the right thing? Because if you don't want to do the right thing, everything I say in this room is no good for you. Amen? I want to do the right thing according to God to please my dad. Amen? It wasn't a love thing. It wasn't a whatever. It was just a done thing. So I went back and I tried to get right with her and everything, you know, and told her what a scumball I was, and she agreed. You know, and I told her I was sorry, and she said, no, you're not. And so forth. It was very painful. You get the picture? But it was the right thing to do. So I went back there, and of course she had boyfriends, and she was this and that. And you know, I'm not talking about her though, I'm talking about me. You understand? I'm just telling you that we go through things, right? And they test us. And according to what you do in the middle of that test is going to be in accordance to what you're going to be able to do for God. So in the middle of it all, finally, you know, I was sitting there and, you know, I was totally through. You know, I got totally dumped on, rejected, all that stuff, you know, because the venom was coming back. You know what I'm saying? And that's how it works. At the end of a relationship, it's like a snake pit. You're always getting bit hard. You know what I'm saying? So I was in there and I was getting bit and oohing and ahhing and all that. And I was sitting there in my prayer life and I was asking the Lord, I was going, you know, God, I go, just let me get out of here. Because I went there because I knew He wanted me to be there. And I knew it was the right thing to do, right? And I sat there and I'm going to share with you how I know we can have wrong visions, ideas, and thoughts and think they're right. Okay? So I was in my prayer mode and I kind of faded in and out. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't asleep. I wasn't awake. And I felt the Spirit of the Lord come on me. And what He showed me is He showed me a blonde woman in a bed, dying. Right? And I didn't see Jesus. I kind of saw like a little blur kind of thing. And I think it was Jesus. You know, I can't say it was. You know, I understand what I mean? But I saw Him and He was speaking to me. And He said, you have got to take her back. And I thought, oh no, I don't got to do this. There is no way. And I started to argue with this in this vision because I was done. How many people know what done means? I'm done, right? So I was done. And I started to argue with Jesus in this vision I'm having. And I told Him, well, I don't want her. I don't want nothing to do with her. I don't want nothing to do with no woman no more. I'm going to be celibate. I'm going to serve you all my days, and I'm happy doing it. And I was, and that's where I was at in my life. And He told me, if you do not take her, she will die. And I went, oh, this is wrong of you to do this to me. You know what I mean? Now you're throwing in that death thing too. And I sat there and, well, you know what I mean? Because I'm supposed to be a Christian now. But I'm struggling with it. You know what I mean? And so I was sitting there, and I told Him, oh, and then I got spiritual. How many of you guys all get spiritual? I know you do whenever you want to make your point. Right? The rest of the time, you're like me. But anyway, so I told the Lord, well, Lord, I said, do you mean that she's physically going to die? Because I don't care. Or is she spiritually going to die and go to hell? Now I care. But wouldn't you know that turkey never would tell me nothing? So what I did was I made sure I cut all ties to my ex. And to this day, I will not talk to her. You know what I mean? Because we were done, and it was done, and it's over. And then 3 or 4 years later, I met my wife, who's blonde. And she went through 5 years later, whatever it was a long time. She's blonde. And she was dying. Literally, she had all kinds of things wrong inside of her. You know what I mean? She had to have her gallbladder and everything out. She had to have her whatever is out. She had parts out. And I mean, I took that girl and you know, anyways, a lot of different stuff. And the Lord came up to me, and I had made a point of not messing around with women at all because I wanted to keep my promise to God. He didn't receive it, but I told Him I would be celibate. I would not mess around in any way with anything, but don't make me marry my ex. Take me home. Bring me to heaven. But don't make me marry my... Because, I mean, I figured if I'd hold up my end of the deal, I wouldn't have to go through this anymore, right? And then He spoke to me again when I was in a car going 75 miles an hour down the road to the ranch, because I was at the ranch, and my wife that you know today was there too. And He gave me a picture of her, and just picture her in my mind, and I had done nothing but minister to women and men. I didn't have no dating, no nothing on my mind, and I asked him, which area do you want me to minister to her in? Are you hearing me? And he gave me a picture of her in a wedding dress in my mind and said, marry her. You see how wrong a person can be? And then he showed me that the blonde that you saw on the bed dying was not her, but the one that I chose for you. You get the picture? But because I had not even met my wife yet, because I did not even know she existed, I misinterpreted the vision with what I knew. Are you following me? And now I know I have the wife that God has chosen for me, and asked me if I went and got it confirmed. I went and got it confirmed from people that I knew were walking with the Lord continuously. Because I didn't want to get married either. Did I say that right? I don't know why people want to get married unless God tells you to. Man, you are just letting yourself into a whole life of misery. If God don't speak, there wouldn't be a chance of me ever even thinking like that. I'd rather just keep my pants on. Amen? And you can do it in Christ. I'm telling you something here today. And this is the conclusion of this Bible study. You see, I admit to you my fallacies. I admit that I have thought wrong. I admit that in my life, I have been way far off base, because it doesn't matter what I think. And it doesn't matter what you think. You get it? When God speaks to you, you must do one thing at a time. Number one, when you think God spoke to you. I've had so many couples, so many people come up to me and say, well, we believe that God has told us to get married. And I tell them immediately when they tell me that, that's a crock. Yeah. Amen? That is a crock. Because you need to grow up in Christ and make darn sure God speaks before you make a decision like that. In every area of your life, you must know what He is saying before you go into those things. Amen? It does not matter what you think. You must act on what you are you hearing me? It's quiet in this room today. I said it's quiet in here. I hope it's because you're taking notes and learning something. Amen? Because if I can sit here, you see, I use what I've been through in my life as a teaching tool. Amen? It's not like I think I'm some great spiritual whatever, because I am not. I am a person full of faults like everybody else. But I have learned some things. And if you will practice what you learn in your life through the Word of God, you'll have a great life. And I am bound and determined that I've already been through hell. And from now on, I'm going to aim towards heaven. Amen? And I don't want to have an okay life. I don't want to have, it's an all right life. I want to have a great life. I want to fulfill my destiny. But you're not going to fulfill your destiny halfway applying the Word of God to your life. If you think you know something, how come you don't test your spirit? Huh? There's some people I know always are listening to the spirits of the wicked one, thinking it is God. That's why I am here in this place. That's why you are under me, because you're supposed to talk to me before you make a decision, because it's my job as a shepherd to put a cover over you. So that the wolves don't slink in his sheep's clothing and drag you out and devastate your life. Amen? The next thing I want to know is how come when you do seek counsel, it's other than those that walk with God? How come you just talk to your roomie or somebody else on campus? Let me tell you something about people on this campus. They're part of the 95%. Most of them. But they're trying to do better. Did you get the difference? They're part of the 95%, but they're trying to do better. I am not down on them. At least they're trying to do better. Amen? Well, you got to be real. Just because they came here, and just because they aren't in discipleship, and just because they might be in a position in someplace else on this campus, does not mean that they have been successfully serving God for 5 years or more. So what are you talking to them for? They're going to tell you what you want to hear. But you see, this is the truth right here. What you think is right is usually wrong. How many people are starting to see what I'm trying to tell you? But it's written. You get it? It's written right here. But if you read it and you don't practice it, you're going to make the same kind of mistakes that I did. Now, praise God, at least my mistake, I will say, was to the good. Because it certainly separated me all the way from any of that nonsense most of you go through. I was running from women. Because I wanted nothing to do with marriage or nothing. I had no fantasies about it. I knew God wasn't going to give me, I knew I wasn't going to find for myself this great, wonderful, perfect woman and live with her. No, that's a crock. They don't make perfect, wonderful women or men. And if you believe either way, you're full of it. Amen? We're all imperfect, but we're all God's children. And there are some that are a little better, and there are some that are a little worse, but the fact is we're all sinners. And we need Jesus in the center of our lives. And we got to get Jesus in the center of our lives before God is really able to use us. And the way that happens is Jesus is the Word, and the Word is Jesus. And when you get it in your heart and you walk it out, you will be close to Jesus. You'll be close to the Word of God. You'll be close to the mind of Christ, and you'll start to have a life in Christ. Hallelujah. So let me go through this one last time, and I will be done. That's why I didn't want to go into Proverbs today. This is a relatively long Bible study. But how many people learned anything? Amen? You see, I'm tired of immature Christians or wannabe Christians or thinking about being Christians, acting spiritual, but not, in fact, doing what they're supposed to do. I want you to know when you're right, and I want you to know when you're wrong. I want you to know what the truth is, and it is not usually what you think. I could be off at a church right now making big bucks. I've been bribed. People offer me big salaries to go other places and do what I do here. But am I supposed to go there? The answer is no. Amen. And how do I know that? Because God spoke. And when God speaks and you know, you got to stay. Amen. So the fact is, it doesn't matter what you think. You've got to act on what you know. And how do you know things? Number one, you go to 1 John 4 when you think something has spoken to you and you test the spirits. It's very clear in there what it says. And if you're a rookie in Christ, then it'll be a while before you learn to differentiate between the spirits of the wicked one and the spirits of the God we serve, because they imitate an angel of the light. Then the next thing you do is you go out and you seek God's counsel. Those that serve God with 100%, not 95%. Not 80%. People that live for God. They live for God. They walk with God. They are your leaders and your pastors in your churches. Amen? And then the third thing you do is remember this always in the end. It doesn't matter what you think, because what you think is usually wrong. And it's just like doing a numbers game. You can add all your numbers up one way, or you can add all your numbers up the other way. And in life, if you have a business, you have three sets of books. How many people know what I'm talking about? One set is what you show the IRS. One set is what you show the bank. And one set is what you know is the truth. I'm going to tell you which set of numbers you need to work with all the time. That's the ones that you know is the truth. And you've got to know the truth in order to operate correctly in your life. I'm going to close with this thought. You know what? I feel like some people have hurt feelings because of what I said. Too bad. Amen? Because I love you. And if I hurt you, it's for a good reason. But if the devil lies to you and you listen to him, that's not for a good reason. Amen? You need to pay attention to what I'm saying because your life depends on what is spoken through the Word of God. Amen? The Word of God is here to uplift you and push you into your destiny, not to tear you down. God is yea and amen. And if you will listen to what God has to say, you'll have a great life. But if you lean on your own and do what you think instead of what you know, you're not going to have an overcomer's life in God. Are you getting this? But I combine those three scriptures because I know in my heart that there are many in this room that don't understand the truth. And you need to know the truth. Amen. It's not going to be an easy path, but it's going to be a good one. But you've got to make a decision in your life to find out and learn and know before you make a decision. And then when you know something, make that decision. But until you know, make no decision. Because in God, everything is timing too. Amen. God, everything is timing. That's like when you're going for confirmation, on my bigger issues in life, I usually won't say anything. And I'll wait for God to send somebody up to me to speak that prophetic word. You know, usually it's not even somebody I know. And they'll come up and they'll say something like this, and I've been waiting to hear. And they'll come up and they'll go, well, I don't really know why I'm here, but the Lord laid it on my heart to be here. And He wanted me to tell you, you understand? But I still won't receive it if I don't know that that person is not of God. And how do I know that? Number one, they have a pastor that is over them in a church somewhere. They are part of a church body somewhere. They're not a flake that goes from church to church. Amen? They are committed to the works of God. Number two, they don't make themselves out to be some kind of a great prophet. Because if God uses you, what it does is it humbles you. Amen? And number three, I don't receive any of it unless God has already spoken into my heart exactly what that person is speaking into me. Amen? There's too many stinking prophets out there. They go out there, they lay hands on you. El Shaddai, rah, 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 and sis kumba. You know what I mean? And you know, this, that, and the other. Let me tell you, if it's something you already know, then you can receive that thing. But there's too many people out there that just are wannabe prophets. They want to be somebody in God. But in reality, they're babes themselves. Amen? And the devil can use them more than anybody. Remember, 1 John 4, test the spirit. Number two, seek wise, godly counsel. Those people that know God and have served Him faithfully for 5 years or more. Amen? I really think it takes about 6 years from the time you start serving God before you really start to solidify. Amen? I really think so. And if it's before that, then know that their heart's probably good, but you probably not need to receive nothing from them. Amen? And remember this always. What you think is right is usually wrong. Are you following me? Because we're all messed up, people. We think wrong. We were raised wrong. The church even teaches wrong most of the time. Amen? And I'm just being honest with you. You've got to read your own Bible. You've got to seek God. You've got to put yourself underneath godly teachers that are submitted. You know, let me tell you something. I was a part of a church one time where we spent 6 months in Isaiah, and I got almost nothing out of it. Now, I learned all the articulation of the word. I learned all of this. I learned all of that. But the fact is, the book of Isaiah was totally lost on me because it was too deep and not practical for me at the time. Amen? We need to have practical teachings in our life. Something that we can grab a hold of and that when we walk with it, it will change our life. If you want to be a theologian, then just admit you just want to be a scholar. Amen? But the Word of God is written as something that we grab a hold of and walk out in our lives. It is not made for scholars. It is made for God's people. Hello. Father, today I just ask God that you just put this Word inside of them, that they agree and they know the truth, which is that you are alive, God. And God, let it be that they learn to seek godly counsel, they quit leaning on their own, God, that they do what they know they're supposed to do when they know it. Lord, it is not just a question of open and shut doors, it is a question of you can know, Lord. And I thank you today because you're so good to me. And Lord, I just thank you for the lessons that I've learned that have enabled me to teach people more correctly the truth, God, because we need the truth in our life. And Lord, help us to serve you in knowledge and effect. In Jesus' name, I pray for everyone. And everyone said,
Amen.
Amen.